Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And I've heard that all those other financial shows stir their bonds. I'm not kidding you. They actually do that. I know, it's mind-boggling, but they do. Anyway, we are back. I am your host. I am Ken Morafe. I have been in the financial services business now for 28 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 18 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. All of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. We now work with over 7,400 families in 43 states. It is an honor and a privilege. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States.
Shazam!
Shazam is right, Gomer. And you know, if it wasn't for our beloved and most valued clients, Forbes would not even have known our name. So all you clients listening right now, thank you so very much. Let's talk about the three parts of your retirement. Okay, so if you were a prospective client, ladies and gentlemen, you came in to visit with us, we would be looking at how do we, you know, we have two goals for our clients. The first one is we want to help them to have financial peace of mind. We want them to not worry about their finances. We want them to go on vacation, enjoy their second childhood without parental supervision. Okay, so that's what we call retirement. Go play, have fun, relax, don't even think about your finances. That's number one. Number two is we want to help to have your money last as long as you do. Okay, now we considered having the money lasting longer than you do, but we had clients tell us that, you know what, once I'm gone, the greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs can fend for themselves. So that's what we said. We're just going to take care of you, and then if there's anything left, the kids can have that. But anyway, part of the process of doing that is to figure out how much money you're going to need, how much cash flow are you going to need to support your lifestyle. And if you're going to do that, then what you also have to do is you have to start looking into the future, and you have to start making some assumptions as to what will inflation be. You know, how much will your cost of living rise over the course of your retirement? And therefore, we have to compensate for that. So if it costs you $50,000 a year to live now, you know, 20 years from now, it's going to cost more than that just because of inflation. So you got to adjust your investments. You have to make sure that you keep up with all of that. So what are the assumptions? Well, the assumptions are that there are three phases, if you will, of your retirement. Okay, so the first phase, phase one, is when you're going to be very active. And in our experience with our clients, they actually spend more money than they did before they retired. They go travel, you know, playing a lot of golf is expensive. You know, they entertain, they go out, they have fun, and all that stuff you didn't get to do as much when you were working. So before you were like tied to the desk making money, now you're out spending money, not making money. Okay, so you got this first phase, and that kind of goes until age 75. Okay, so that's a phase where you're traveling, you're active, you're doing all kinds of stuff. Your cost of living is rising. So we put in a factor of an inflation rise of 4% per year during that period. Okay, then phase two is from 75 to 85. Now, this period with our clients, we're finding, is they're still relatively active. You know, it's not like they suddenly like shut down, but they're not as active. If they were travelers in that first phase, now not so much. You know, they kind of seen what they wanted to see. The bucket list has been checked off kind of thing. But there are some things that they still want to do regularly, like the grandchildren or whatever it may be. And so not as active, but still active. And so therefore, we impute a 3% inflation during those 10 years. Okay, so the first 10 years, we assume your cost of living is going to rise by 4%. And then the second 10, 3. Then from 85 and on, hopefully to 100, right? Dare to be 100, a great book. You ought to read that if you haven't. Then they're much less active during that time. They're still healthy, and most of them still have all of their faculties. I think some of them have gone nuts by this point, but we still love them. But anyway, so at this time, we assume that your cost of living is going to rise by 2%. Okay, so basically what this means is that as you get older, your cost of living continues to rise. It just doesn't rise as rapidly. Okay, now Department of Labor statistics tell us that as you get older, your cost of living actually goes down. Why? Because you do less. You know, I have a client who said as you get older, you don't dance as fast, you know. So therefore, as you slow down, you know, you spend less. And, you know, I've talked about a dynamic that I've found with clients that's kind of interesting. In fact, I'm thinking about doing a research paper on it. And that is that you know, clients, let's say, are taking out $4,000 a month from their investments or some number, $3,000. And so they're drawing that. And as they go through their retirement, you know, they increase it a little bit each year. But when they turn 70, it seems to freeze. You know, and I've noticed this, I think about 20 clients that I've looked at, once they get to about age 70, the amount that they draw from their investments stays the same from then on. Okay, so their cost of living is going up. Inflation is still there, but the amount of money they're spending is staying the same. So what it means is what? They're doing less, right? So it kind of fits in with what we were just talking about. So the three parts of your retirement is how you plan for that. And you sit down, you do a cash flow analysis, because that's what your retirement planning is. It's basically figuring out how to get you the cash flow to support the lifestyle that you want so that you can go out and enjoy your second childhood without parental supervision. That's what it's all about, man. And if we can do that for you, then we have done our job, and we would love to do it for you.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Well, Tom, I am too. And if you'd like to visit with one of our advisors to have them help you design your financial plan and look at all of those three phases with you and see if we can help you with that, then here's what I want you to do. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And if you'll click on Meet with an Advisor, put your info in there, we'll call you to schedule a time. You know what? I think our advisors are very capable, knowledgeable. I think you'll find them to be very friendly. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. It is absolutely that. We will become friends regardless of what happens. So go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. And the link you're looking for is Meet with an Advisor. Now, if you don't want to go directly to the source, but you still want to learn about strategies and ideas that you need to be thinking about, well, then go to our website for that too, moneymatters.net. And find the seminar that we have near you. These seminars are designed for those of you that are retired or retiring soon. And what we do at the seminar is we talk about all the things that we think you should be thinking about. So Social Security, for example. When do you take Social Security? We're going to talk about different strategies on that. We're going to talk about what to do with your 401k, your profit-sharing plan, your pension plans. We're going to talk about how to diversify your portfolio. We're going to talk about how to calculate whether you have enough money to retire on. We have tons of information. And you know what else we have? We're going to talk about the fact that the IRS... Yikes, that was loud. Yeah, those guys want to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits. And you know what? At the seminar, we're going to teach you how to beat that if it's at all possible. So we have tons of great info at the seminar, or you can come in and visit with an advisor. You can do either one of those by going to moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a Medicare primer. We're going to talk about what happens when interest rates go up. We have tons of information. Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.